Good morning and welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on, I'm useless at this, aren't I? Thursday the 20th. Why don't I write the date down before I start? Thursday the 20th of June. Okay, I've got a horse for you today for a trade, which is Exceedingly Diva in the 7 o'clock at Lingfield. Exceedingly Diva, 7 o'clock at Lingfield. There's one there for you to trade, currently 5.2. I think this might shorten up a bit in the day, actually, but it's going to... that is one for a trade this evening, 25-30%, whatever you're comfortable with. Right, the Royal Ascot competition. Again, thank you for entering. So many of you, it's fantastic. While I tweet and snipe about the work, I'm only winding you up. Fantastic. Again, 130-odd yesterday. And the winner was at Acorns and Oak Trees, who had a place with Rawdar, and then AFAC as a winner. AFAC sounds like me. So AFAC, couldn't give AFAC. At 21, didn't see it because I was up in London, but I don't know whether that won well, but two people had it. But Acorns and Oak Trees had the place with Rawdar, and to a £10 each way stake, he or she would have returned £230 yesterday, and is now tied at the top with the day one winner, Andrew Huddleston, for the overall. So Acorns and Oak Trees, if you send me your FTS username, I will set you up access to FTS horse racing for a month. And we go again today, day three. It's like a marathon. I hope the racing was good yesterday. I didn't see it. Obviously, I had a couple of winners. I really do apologise for the 3:05 when I put my bets up. I know I posted it with about 10 minutes to go and some missed it, and typically it wins. It was just circumstance. I really do apologise. I don't try and put people away like that. It was just, I couldn't get it up any quicker. I was in a meeting in the afternoon, and last night I was running around London, you know, even when I did the results of the 5:35, sitting with it on my lap outside a tube station, linking it to my phone just to try and get ahead of the game. So I do apologise at that 3:05. I will get my bets up today in good time. But typical that part of me almost felt I wished it had lost so that people didn't miss out, but sorry about that. So today's races are the 3:05, the 5 o'clock and the 5:35. As usual, submit your entries at FTS Income, hashtag Royal Ascot on Twitter, and I will get them on the sheet. Or post them as a return to this blog post. So yeah, we've got Exceedingly Diva. I've given you, that's the competition, usual format, obviously. I'll be sending the trends out shortly. I don't think they had the greatest day yesterday, I'm not sure, but I think a couple of you did okay with FTS Racing. Brian Rendell tweeted that you done well, so good. No football, obviously, we got that picking up at the weekend. Couple of little bits, what have we got here? It did make me laugh, one of the comments on the... after day one when I posted my results, and somebody, Sandoz, disappointing. Well, I don't know what to say to that, Sandoz. I apologise if I am a source of constant disappointment to you. And I have my little piece about fucking Johnson yesterday. Was it yesterday? I can't even remember myself. And who was it? Where are you? Jacek, wasn't it? Was it Jacek in my old mentions? Did you come up and give me a bit of stick about the old referendum about Brexit? Can't remember. Did you? I think you did. Telling me to get over it. Yeah, better Boris than any Ramona, Ian. Get over it. It's been 3 years now. Right, Jassy, I think me and you should have a little meet up in London and let's do a politics podcast, because that wasn't the point I was making. Firstly, I've never said I'm remain or leave. And if you want to know my stance, I do think we should be leaving the EU. But you have to do things properly. My point is that the guy's an out-and-out fucking liar. And what you're saying is it doesn't matter about anybody else. We can have the liar. If I said to you this morning, I've got a system to won 800 points, and it proved to be complete and utter bollocks, all over Twitter, you'd be, ah, scammy bastard, fucking horrible, look at that, this, that and the other. This guy, with his blonde hair, talking bollocks, buffooning around, yet to answer a question he's been asked in the last 2 weeks, didn't decide whether he was remain or leave until 12 days before the referendum, he gets up out of bed, lies through his teeth, and we're meant to say that's okay. It's not okay. There's nothing okay about it. There's nothing okay about these people getting out and telling lies. And unfortunately, we live in a world with confirmation bias where people are believing what they see. And I'll give you an example. There was a video posted on Twitter of a man kicking a homeless man in the streets. And it went viral. Millions and millions of views. And it was picked up by an account called London Streets or something it's called. And it had on it, this is happening in London all the time. Well, I go to London a lot. I'm on the fast line from Kent up into London. I go into London a lot. Of course, London's changed in the 30-odd years that I've been going up there of my life. Obviously, I'm not talking my childhood, but when I start going up, of course it's changed. It's changed culturally, it's changed everything. But I don't walk around London feeling unsafe. There's parts of London I wouldn't go to at night time, just like there's parts of New York I wouldn't go to at night. There's parts of Vegas, downtown Vegas, I won't go walking around at night time. Of course that happens. And I'm not saying that we haven't had issues recently, because we have. But I don't go there feeling unsafe. But this account puts there as if this is being done. The video was actually taken in Brazil. It's in Brazil from about 3 years ago. And that's the world we live in. Nobody questions anything anymore. It just goes up, that parasite Katie Hopkins or whatever, she tweets stuff. All this shit goes up and people just believe it. The point I'm making, Jacek, is spend a bit of time, do some research. Brexit won't fucking hurt me at all, son. I'm fucking loaded. It won't make a blind bit of difference to me. If my lamb chops cost a quid more, they cost a quid more. If I have to queue half an hour extra to go on holiday to Spain, I have to queue. It ain't going to change my life. But there are people's lives it's going to change. And perhaps we should come together and try and fucking solve it rather than just getting up and talking bollocks and lying. Boris Johnson is a self-serving little twat. That is what he is, and he fucking shouldn't be where he is. And people just seem to absorb it and say, oh, well, he wants Brexit. Oh, I want Brexit now, so that's what it should be. Just because you want it, it's that entitlement again. Let's do it fucking properly, shall we? And get it right. Because, yes, of course, there will be some pain, but I'm sure in 10 years' time, we'll all be absolutely fine, because that's what life is like. But let's just do it properly. But I think me and you, Jacek, should get together, London pub, my office, and we'll have a little Brexit debate, and we'll put it all, and let's actually do it with some facts, rather than get over it, any Ramona. Come on, son, I'm inviting you. You put a little smiley face at the end, so I'm going to let you off. But let's have it. I'm free when you are in July. Let's get up there and let's have a good old FTS bet slip Brexit debate. For everybody else, I've got no problem with the way anybody thinks, but just question stuff. We live in a world where everything is fucking told. And as I say, if it's any other walk of life, we accept it. I still am amazed in politics how the expenses scandal, it was news for about 2 weeks, couple of people got charged for it, but other than that, we just let it go. As a society, we let it go. It was a disgrace what happened there. These people take the piss. They're self-serving. That is what they are. They're self-serving people. They don't give a shit about us, and that is the difference. And we're living in that society, and it's getting worse, in my opinion. And that's all it is. It's an opinion, Jacek. It's getting worse. You don't agree, fine, but don't, if you've got something to say, let's have some substance to it rather than just the bollocks that comes out. And it is, for me, like gambling. People say anything about gambling. I've won 800 billion points. I saw one stats bet about that daily stats cards, fucking load of old shit, and apparently they like 199 points this month. And he's called them out on it, and they only declare winners over two. They don't even look at losers. We call those people out. Why shouldn't we call politicians out for telling lies? It's just bizarre to me. Anyway, I'm losing it again, aren't I? Right, moving on. Where are we? Ascot. It's a beautiful day. The sun's shining. Horses are going to be running. That's my phone going. Right, that's me done. I'm done. Yes, I am. Sorry. I'm losing the plot. I really am. Right. So, Ascot Comp, at FTS Income, hashtag Royal Ascot, 3:05, 5 o'clock, 5:35. I'll do the results. Yesterday's winner, at Acorns and Oak Trees, if you can text me, because I've no idea who you are, email me and I'll set you up. Exceedingly Diva in the 7 o'clock at Lingfield. Crack on, have a lovely day. I'll be back tomorrow. I think we may have some football tomorrow. And obviously the championship fixtures have come out, so it feels like it's getting closer. I missed when I had my rants last week, or the week before, whenever I lost the plot. The old Premier League fixtures out. Spurs have got a comfortable 3 points on the opening day against the old Villa. Beautiful, beautiful. Start off with a little 4 or 5 nil win. Get it in there. Lovely jubbly. Right. crack on. Have a beautiful day. I'm going to be about. My bets will be up on the blog later. And I will, I'll be back tomorrow. All calm and relaxed.